It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, it's our weekly look at the latest in national politics, including news that Governor Scott Walker is again leading the pack in the latest poll in Iowa. First, we're looking at news just out from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. After months of speculation, the agency announced its new estimates, indicating that there would be no additional revenue for the state of Wisconsin over the next 2 years. Sean Johnson is with us to put this news into context and explain how this will affect the budget process. He's WPR State Capitol reporter. Sean, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says no revenue hikes for the state of Wisconsin for the next 2 years. Is this what lawmakers expected?
Well, what they were hoping for is that the Fiscal Bureau would be telling them today that we expect the revenues will grow faster than expected. The numbers that we gave you back in January upon which this budget was built, those were wrong, and here we are today in May, and things are better. That is not what the Fiscal Bureau said. The Fiscal Bureau basically said we were right before, and so that means there is some revenue growth in this fiscal year and in the next fiscal year, and it's not like the state economy is completely stagnant, but what it means is there's not this new pot of money that will help legislators easily reduce cuts to education or the UW that they'd been hoping for. So they've either got to swallow those cuts or, find some kind of a tax increase to offset them, or find creative ways of budgeting that would help offset the cuts. And that may be the way that they go.
We talked yesterday a bit about how Governor Scott Walker seems to have tempered his expectations for higher revenues in the lead up to this announcement that we now have today. Given that, looking back, does it seem clear that maybe he knew these numbers were not going to come up as expected or as hoped?
Well, he, has access to his Department of Revenue, which is who knows the state's actual tax collection numbers before anyone else. And so there was a lot riding this year on what the state had in actual tax collections from April. They've made a lot of changes to tax laws, changes to withholding laws, and all those factors made it harder to forecast revenues this year. So when the governor came out and said, maybe we won't have enough to reduce all the cuts, he was tempering expectations. But I think this memo is worse than pretty much every Republican was hoping for, because it basically says everything's flat. There's no extra money for anything. And so if you want to reduce cuts to education, which Republicans still say they do, at least with K-12 education, you're going to have to do something else. This is not going to save you.
Right. So talking about this something else, you mentioned available options at this point might be something like raising taxes, which doesn't seem terribly likely with the Republican legislature, or accounting measures. What do you think might be turned to as options at this point?
What they're talking about doing is basically changing the timing of when payments are made to the school levy tax credit. I've struggled with how to explain this conversationally when we talk here, Veronica, because, it's tricky, but they're not talking about raising taxes, and they're not talking about finding all this money for K-12 education by cutting spending somewhere else. It is, they are talking about changing the timing of when certain payments get made, possibly pushing a payment to the state school levy tax credit into the next budget. So the schools would still get the money, but it would time out differently for the state and not be, it would just be in a different fiscal year. So a low politically, not a lot of political pain. Schools might still be happy because they still get the money. But if you're a fan of good budgeting and want to reduce, the deficit based on generally accepted accounting principles, not such a good move.
Now, some agencies and lawmakers had been hoping, as we've been talking about, for increased revenue, which could mean maybe that they would have been able to restore some of those proposed cuts to education and the UW. So what does that mean for these cuts going forward now?
Well, all that the only cut that all Republicans have said they will absolutely reduce or get rid of is the cut to K-12 education. So the governor's budget would have cut K-12 education by $127 million in the first year of this two-year budget. And so this accounting trick that I was just trying not so well to describe to you there, that would mostly offset that cut. What you're not hearing Republican leaders say, you know, in unison at least, is that we want to reduce the cut to the University of Wisconsin. That's $300 million over the entire budget, and doing that, you know, that would be tricky. And they, at this point, are not sending strong signals that they're going to go there, meaning the UW is going to have to absorb some kind of a cut in this budget, if not the entire cut that the governor proposed.
We're talking right now with Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. We're talking about news that there will be no revenue hikes for the state of Wisconsin for the next 2 years, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. And the Budget Committee is meeting right now with this budget writing process. What does it mean? What kind of impact will this news have had?
Well, they have put off a lot of the big decisions in the early going of the budget process, the Joint Finance Committee has, because they've been waiting for these numbers. They felt like basically we can't really build a budget until we know how much money we have to work with. And so their fingers were crossed that these estimates would come in and say, you actually have more money to work with. So their job would be a lot easier. Because that hasn't happened, they now have to, they know they have to, you know, make some of these cuts if they're not open to finding, you know, new revenue by, like, you know, delaying a manufacturer's tax credit or raising taxes somewhere else. But yeah, I guess the good news for them, if there is any, is that they haven't made a lot of the big decisions on the budget yet, so they don't have to go back and revisit those. So you're going to see them over the course of this month start to take votes on what exactly they're going to do with K-12 education, what exactly they're going to do with the University of Wisconsin, with transportation, where they don't like all the borrowing in the governor's budget. That's all ahead of them.
In your years covering politics, and in particular Wisconsin politics, have you seen an analogous situation to where we are now, where there is this budget hole and the numbers just don't come in as good as expected? So any idea what we could expect?
I would say most of the years that I've covered, it seems like the revenues aren't quite where people hoped. I mean, a lot of the Republicans that serve in the legislature right now have only been there for a few years. And so in their experience of serving the legislature, you wait for the new revenue to come in. And a lot of the time, the new revenue numbers are better than you expected. And so decisions get easier. But, you know, by and large, that hasn't really been the story. And so I think what was different this year is that Republicans were putting a lot of stock in their public comments into these revenue numbers and really downplaying the cuts in the governor's budget, just saying, we've got this new money coming around the corner. You know, that just didn't happen. It didn't materialize. And so the budget that was presented in January is still the one that they have to deal with now here in May.
Why is there so much volatility with these numbers? Why aren't they more reliable?
They're based on, and you know, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau that does these estimates for Wisconsin base it on a lot of the same data that goes to every state. They're based on global economic forecasts, national economic forecasts, and so there are a lot of factors that affect the global economy. Also, there's changes to the way we collect taxes in Wisconsin, or, you know, the way that a tax credit is applied. For example, there's a really expensive one for manufacturing that's based on how corporations report their profit, which fluctuates a great deal. So it's a tricky business estimating revenues. I think if you look at the Fiscal Bureau's track record based on, you know, how close they get to the mark, it's never off by a lot in percentage terms. But because the state of Wisconsin skates so close to running, a zero balance every fiscal year, they can't afford the Fiscal Bureau to be wrong. And you know, they cut it close almost every budget. And so this, you know, this year is no change in that regard.
All right, Sean, thanks for getting us up to speed.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. He was with us to break down the news that there will be no revenue hikes for the state of Wisconsin for the next 2 years.